What did people speak there? Did they speak English or Korean?
Everybody in studies English in school for 6 years, starting in at least starting by seventh grade, but a lot of kids now are also getting English teaching much sooner than that. But even though everybody studies English for many years in school, not that many people can actually carry on a conversation if they meet you in the street. They study it from books and don't have a lot of chance to interact with native English speakers. So when they encounter one on the street like me, they don't actually, they're generally not able to speak English a lot. So I started learning Korean on my third or fourth trip there, and I'm not fluent in Korean. My brother was fluent in Korean because he had really good training with the Peace Corps and lived there for so long. He lived in Korea for 40 years before he retired and moved back to the States. But I'm sort of conversational, I guess you could say. I enjoy it, but I don't get enough chance to practice it.
Did people write in Korean or English?
They have their own alphabet, which is very easy to learn. And they also use Chinese characters, which are not easy to learn. Those are very complicated. But they have their own phonetic alphabet. They, again, when they learn English, they're all familiar with our alphabet and can pronounce things in our alphabet, just like it would be easy for English speakers to learn the Korean alphabet and pronounce things. They might not understand it, but yeah, I'd be happy to teach it to you sometime because it's very easy to learn.
What did people dress like when they were there? Like traditional dress or?
Not very often. Pretty much they wear Western clothes, but on special occasions, on holidays, or any special family events or something, I think probably most people have a traditional Korean outfit.
Did you ever join in like celebrations or festivals?
And actually, one of the interesting things along that line that I've gotten to do, they have a very elaborate ceremony to pay homage to deceased relatives. And every year on the anniversary of their parents, it goes for three generations, their parents, their grandparents, and their great-grandparents, the anniversary of the day that they died, they have a ceremony in the evening. It's called Chesa, and it's very ritualized, and the family members come together for the evening and prepare a table of special foods and have kind of a service, and then they have a big meal to celebrate that person's life. And I've gotten to take part in probably two or three different families, Chesa events. It's very interesting.